Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo and I have with me Dawn.
Hello.
And it's a pleasure to welcome to VI Talk for the first time Victoria Watts, all the way from America. Hi Victoria.
Hi.
So Victoria's here to talk about her skincare range, but also to talk about accessibility in skincare. So there's something quite unique about Victoria's range. So do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to kind of change your skincare range and everything, Victoria, and tell us about your skincare range as well?
Absolutely. Well, Victorialand Beauty was really created out of a necessity for I had a lot of skin conditions that I couldn't find a treatment for. So I took matters into my own hands, started mixing and blending in my kitchen, various natural ingredients, and found a skincare solution that really helped to help to address my skin concerns that I had at the time. So that's where Victorialand Beauty was born. And it empowered me for the first time in a very long time with the confidence to go without makeup, because I didn't feel the need to cover up all of the skin conditions I had. I was hyperpigmentation, oily skin. So at that point, I decided I wanted to share that with other women that perhaps have had the same skin care challenges. And I wanted to empower them with skin that looked and felt good enough to go naked, meaning go without makeup. So during the time of taking the my formulas from the kitchen to the lab, took a very, very long time, took about 3 years, much longer than I anticipated. And during that time, I had my fourth child. His name is Cyrus, and he was born with a rare genetic eye disease, leaving him legally blind. And during that journey of, you know, starting my brand and also dealing with, you know, the news that my son was born with little to no vision, I started to observe how he navigated his world and how much he depended on his keen sense of touch and sound to be able to get around, but also to be able to distinguish what objects he was holding in his hands. And then it got me thinking, how is he going to navigate his world when he gets older? We live in a world of consumer packaged goods that are really packaged for the sighted world. And the visually impaired consumer has been largely ignored when it comes to product packaging. And when I started to, you know, think about how is he going to shower? How will he use his personal care products? And when I started to start researching what brands across all industries are doing to address this need, I realized fairly quickly that there really isn't much out there. And again, it's a segment that has largely been ignored. So I decided that I wanted to make my skincare line accessible to all consumers, sighted and unsighted. So I quickly began repackaging my line and working with the Lighthouse organization here in the States. And after a lot of research into what would make sense on the packaging, I determined that Braille, although it's a beautiful language, my son is learning it, it just doesn't make sense on packaging for many reasons. So I decided that, well, there must be something else that I can do. So I came up with the idea of developing a raised universal symbol system. So a tactile symbol placed on each of our products so that the products can be identified by touch. Now, I've created 11 symbols so far. I've launched 4 of them to date. And my hope is that other brands, skincare brands, will recognize this need and adopt these symbols on their packaging as well. The idea is obviously we want to make it universal and we want to make these products accessible to all consumers, not just the sighted consumer. So that's my overall goal with Victorialand Beauty. We launched the line with the raised tactile symbols in December of last year.
Do you want to explain the tactile symbols are?
Absolutely. Yeah, sure. So we have 4 products out right now, and we have a skin-loving elixir, which is our revitalizing face oil. And we have a raised symbol of a drop. It's the outline of a drop, like a water drop, which means face oil. We have a skin loving moisturizer, nourishing face and neck cream. And the raised symbol for that is a wave to signify moisture. Our skin loving treatment for eyes and lips is a dual multi-purpose product. You can use it on your eyes and your lips. And the raised symbol for that is an upside down triangle. And our last product that we have currently on the market is our Skin Loving Sleep Mask, which is a CBD infused overnight mask. And the raised symbol is a crescent moon, which means night cream, so a night treatment.
Excellent.
That's great, isn't it? Because like you say, Braille is great and we're real advocates of Braille, but not everybody knows it. And so something universal is such a good idea.
And there's only when I was researching Braille, it was interesting to learn that only 10% of the visually impaired population read Braille. And when you start to really think about it, and we live in an age of technology, right? So we have screen readers. We can, and also people are losing their vision later on in life. And when you lose your vision later on in life and you have technology, is there really that much of a need to learn how to read Braille? One other thing that we did too, again, it's all about, you know, making everything accessible, not just the actual products itself, but also the information to the products accessible. So what we also did was we added QR codes onto our cartons. Now, up until going through this process, I never realized how important QR codes and barcodes are to the visually impaired consumer, because they can scan it for information. Yeah. So we added QR codes to our cartons, but we embossed those QR codes, because it's great to have the QR code, but if you can't see and you can't find it, let's make it easier for you to find it.
Yeah,
so we raised the QR codes on all of our cartons. And when you scan the QR code, instead of having to use your screen reader to, you know, go to a product page to get the information, we have an audio message that tells you all of the product information, the key ingredients, and, you know, directions for use. So we tried to make it as easy as
my ears.
Yeah. So, and then we also, you know, obviously this is a process, and this will, you know, hopefully evolve as we have so much technology available to us. And I really feel like we can make this even more accessible, but, you know, you have to walk before you run. So we also will be, hopefully, I'd say in the next month or so, we have the raised QR codes that we have on our cartons. I also made them into stickers, so that somebody that, obviously, when you get a product, you typically throw the box away, the carton away. So this sticker would allow somebody that, you know, possibly is visually impaired, or even someone that's sighted that just doesn't, you know, it's hard to read what's on the cartons, or they forget the directions for use. They can apply this raised QR code onto the product itself, so they can access information about it whenever at their convenience. So we're adding that feature as well.
That's a great idea.
So how's it been received over in America with people? Have people buying it or other?
Yes, I mean, it's been received really well. We've got a lot of press because obviously it's something different and really sets us apart from other brands. And, you know, this is a very saturated market. So it does set us apart. It has got us a lot of press. We were gaining really good momentum, and then COVID-19 happened. We're still gaining momentum, but a lot of our press opportunities that were set to launch had to be pushed, and those hopefully will be happening. We have a big one happening, Lord willing, this week. And so we should see more things coming out in the next couple months. But no, it's been received well. I've received messages from people, you know, that are, you know, thankful that this is being addressed. And, you know, my overall mission is, like, I have a beautiful skincare line. It did wonders for my skin, beautiful ingredients. My products perform, deliver the efficacy that people are looking for in their products. But I wanted to make that available to all consumers, not just the sighted consumer, because just because someone can't see doesn't mean they don't care about their skin or how they look and how they dress. And it's one thing I feel is a misconception, is people don't really understand. Because every time I've had a conversation with someone about what I'm doing and I talk about my experience in working with the Lighthouse and just learning more about how, you know, the visually impaired person navigates and et cetera, they're just, the common response is, wow, I had no idea. I just assumed they were blind. They didn't care how they looked, or they didn't care about their skin and all of that. And to be honest with you, I wouldn't have thought about these things either unless I was impacted by it. I'm going to be honest. It's something that I just didn't think about. But now that I'm aware of it, it's, you know, it's just, people need to be educated and they need to be made aware. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Victoria, you said that you had 11 raised tactile markings, that you've got four at the moment. How soon do you think the others will be on the product?
Well, it all depends on whether or not we, you know, can raise the funding that we need to do it. It's been a very, it's been a long process. It's been, I've self-funded, you know, I'm self-funded business. I'm sure you can imagine how costly it was to develop what I did. So yeah, I'm hoping that, you know, something will click, and then we'll be able to, in the next 2 years, launch the remainder of the symbols and the products. You know, again, it's just, it's finding that right connection. It's finding that right person that believes in what I'm doing, to help me get there. Honestly, it's a lot of work, but it takes a village. And I am very passionate about what I'm doing. I do believe that this is a solution. And I do believe this can make this a huge impact in the lives of so many people. And it's not just the visually impaired person. It's all consumers. I wear contacts. My vision is horrible without my contacts. I can't get into a shower without my contacts because I don't know what I'm grabbing. So again, and then people also, I mean, we have all, you know, I think what the last stat I saw was 1.1 billion people that have some form of visual impairment. It's a big number.
It is. It is.
300 million that are visually impaired and blind. That's a big number.
Yeah.
And that number's growing every day.
Yeah.
So I'm very passionate about it. I really do think the system is called the Cyrus system, which is named after my son, Cyrus. RUS stands for Raised Universal Symbols. We've also created a certification seal in the hope that we created a nonprofit called the Cyrus Institute. And my vision for the Cyrus Institute is it would serve as a blueprint for other brands. We've done it. I've done it. I can, if I'm a small company, if I can do it, these big brands can do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shouldn't be a problem. So the Cyrus Institute serves as a blueprint and also a place where we will continue to develop symbols across all industries. And that will take getting a team of visually impaired you know, blind individuals, because I couldn't have done this on my own. I needed the help. I needed the guidance of somebody that was blind to be able to implement this, which is why I work with the Lighthouse organization, because I can only assume what someone needs. Mm. I needed to work with someone so I could really understand what the challenges are. And that's so important moving forward as we work within the Cyrus Institute to develop symbols across all industries. So that's the idea behind the Cyrus Institute and the certification seal. Brands that want to adopt the Cyrus system, they can get able to use a certification seal on their packaging. And my dream is that, you know, in the next 5 years, we start to see consumer packaged goods with this certification seal.
That would be amazing.
Across all industries would be amazing.
It should be. It should be awesome. It should. But unfortunately, sadly, it's not at the moment.
I know. But I feel like I think that we're we're ready for change. There's been more conversation, I feel like, especially in the beauty industry, about blindness and accessibility. Yeah. And, you know, you see brands coming, launching products all the time that are inclusive of genders, skin types, ethnicities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But nothing about people with disabilities. And that has to change. And I feel that we are at a time where we are ready for that change. That's but again, great. it takes a village. It takes people raising their voices. And I've been able to show brands how to make their packaging accessible. It's not that hard. It really isn't. There's many options to do it. And I am, and which is why I set up the Cyrus Institute, to be able to help other brands adopt these symbols and make their packaging accessible. But again, it's going to take the visually impaired and blind consumer to raise their voice and to make enough noise, because that's, people need to be aware of this need.
So if people are interested in your products, Victoria, how can they access them? How can they purchase products?
They can purchase products on our website at victorialandbeauty.com. That's where we're selling currently. And we're also on Amazon. And hopefully within the next 2 months, we'll be able to sell internationally through Amazon. That's what we're working towards right now. Right now, we're just US only, shipping in the US only.
Right. So you need as many people as possible to raise their voices, like you say, so that we can get it in other, so, you know, bring it over to the UK and
just all
the
places as well.
yeah, exactly. And that's what definitely. I'm working on that with Amazon right now. Again, you know, it's very challenging because it's there's so many possibilities and so many things we can do with this, but I'm just one person. I do really believe that this is the answer. And I really believe this could be such a beautiful raised symbol language that can really be helpful for people. Mm. And, you know, I want my son Cyrus when, you know, he's only going to be three, actually, I'm four actually on Saturday.
Oh, but bless him. Happy birthday, Cyrus.
Oh, thank you. I want him to live in a world that's accessible to him.
Yes.
I want him to have the independence to be able to go to the store, go to the, you know, have that independence of using his whatever he needs to, your personal care products, take a shower, go to the grocery store, go to the convenience store. And there's no reason why he shouldn't be able to do that. There's no reason why we shouldn't be inclusive.
Yeah, it's very frustrating when you've got to get somebody to go around with you to choose your, you know, and you just and you can't decide for yourself really, because you just feel like you're asking somebody
right, exactly.
Yeah, that's why online is so good, isn't it? Because you can, you know, so when things are available, like you say, on Amazon and things, you can browse for yourself and make a decision for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one thing we wanted to do with All Around, was make everything accessible digitally. And so all of our brand book, brochures, everything is accessible through a QR code scan. And trying to, you know, be a kind of have a 360 approach, that everything should be accessible. You know, we're working towards making our website a little bit more accessible, but sometimes that's a bit of a challenge too. But we're, you know, I'm slowly working towards checking all the appropriate boxes. It's just it takes a little bit of time, but I'm going to get there. And I really feel that I'm just going to keep on moving forward, and I really do believe that this is a very good solution, and I think it will be adopted and people will start to embrace it the more we talk about it.
Yeah. Thank you so
much. You got two fans here anyway.
Definitely. Yeah. And thank you so much, because it's lovely to hear how passionate and determined you are as well. You know.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, hey, why not? It's the right thing to do. Everyone should have access to the same things, right? It shouldn't matter.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for giving us your time and chatting to us, and the best of luck,
and
keep us posted. no, keep us up to date and everything, and can't wait for it to be available on Amazon.
Absolutely.
Oh, I certainly will. Thank you. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.